So I'd like to know where you got the notion. He said, I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Good morning. Welcome to the Baywater Boat Club Hour. My name is Adam Botana, along with my great, awesome co-host,
Jake DeMillennial.
Good morning, Jake. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, buddy, man. I'm excited. We got a boat show down in Bonita. We got an open house coming up next week. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. We're going to talk about Mom's Key Lime Pie, because that's a damn good key lime pie for sure. But yeah, man, we're hanging. How you doing?
I've been good, and it's funny you mentioned key lime pie, because that subject came up again sometime last week. I think it was early last week, and me and Drew were talking about DeSantis and how he had made the state dessert. We have to be very specific about this so no one gets upset. The state dessert, the strawberry shortcake, but the state pie is the key lime pie. I honestly think that it should take both crowns, but I love our governor, but that's the only thing I might disagree with him on a little bit.
I tell you what, you know, that started in the House as a bill, obviously, and then it goes to the governor's desk. But man, talk about a debate. It almost cost a friend of mine his seat down in Monroe County. Jim Mooney, he's a rep from down there. And so they wanted the strawberry shortcake as dessert. And, strawberry shortcake's okay, but it's just dry, and I'm just not about it. I'm definitely a pie guy. But
it's kind of... what's the word I'm looking for that just completely escaped my mind? It is our culture, our heritage, the key lime pie.
Yeah,
it's got history. So.
I mean, strawberry's been in Plant City forever.
That's true.
I was really surprised about that, because we were talking about it, and I'm like, you know, I don't know, and I go back and forth, and it almost cost him his election. I mean, he had a tough primary, you know, this past year. Like, it came down to 41 votes out of 20-some thousand people. So 41 votes, which was pretty crazy. It was down to the end there, but he won, knocked it out. And there were people saying, look at, he didn't defend the key lime pie. You know, he likes strawberry shortcake. And he's like, no, he voted down on that bill. But, you know, it's a different thing. But I'm definitely a key lime pie guy. Like, my mom makes a bomb key lime pie. We've talked about it before in the show, and it's great. I mean, it's like that boater's key lime pie, you know, so you don't have to put it in the oven or anything like that. Just, you know, get the graham cracker crust, sweet condensed milk, you know, lime, key lime peel, mix it all up, throw it in the fridge, let it set up. Good stuff, man. Love it. I can just crush it all day. It's like, I get a piece, I'm like, oh, I'm having another one, and another one, and that's not good. Now I'm burping for the next 2 hours. Not a good thing. So,
right.
You like strawberry shortcake, Jake?
I don't really recall having it, to be honest with you. I don't know that I've ever really had a authentic strawberry shortcake. I've had like strawberry shortcake little Debbie cakes, but that's about it.
Yeah. I think the Plant City Strawberry Festival is actually going on up in in Plant City this next week or two. So they're all about strawberry shortcake, but definitely key lime pie for sure. But hey, folks, down in Bonita Springs this week, if you're looking for something to do this morning, Saturday and Sunday. I know Friday was really windy. We actually didn't have any boats go out yesterday, Jake, when we had 35 to 45 mile an hour winds. We have small craft advisory. And folks, it's not a good idea to go out there. You got rough seas out in the Gulf, and obviously you wouldn't go into golf, but then people say, well, you know, I'm just going to stay in the backwater. Well, you know, across those big open bays, you can get some serious winds, and it's nothing like driving a boat 30 to 40 mile an hour gusts. It's just not a good time, because you're coming into the dock and all of a sudden you're trying to reverse, and then the wind's pushing you hard, and you know, your boat turns into a sailboat. You know, I mean, it's amazing how, like, you've been there. Like, you're holding to a boat at a dock and that wind kicks up and it just starts pulling, and it, you know, hits a broadside of the boat, and I mean, it'll pull you right off the dock like nothing. So not smart, you know, not even the back bay is a good way to go. But today should be a little bit better. But come on down to the dog track. The old dog track in Bonita. They have it set up there, right behind the poker room there. Old 41 and Bonita Beach Road is right there. But they got great deals. Come on down. We'll be down there. Come see me, my brother. We'll be out there at the boat show. So come by and see us. We'll talk to you and see if we can get you in the club. We got a special going on. Right now, we're going to have an open house next weekend, so it's going to be a good deal to get in. So Normal membership's, you know, $9,800 to $7,800, but we're going to have a really good deal next weekend. So it's $6,000 to get in, one-time fee, and no dues for 2 months. So this is a pretty good time, folks. We bounced back from the hurricane real well. Like you hear in our commercials, you know, it's been a lot of work, but thanks to our great staff and my dad Omar cracking a whip, we got this done. So boats are in the water. We got members going out. The one good thing about this wind, hopefully it'll blow this red tide out of here. As you can tell, I'm kind of nasally, but it's been pretty rough the last week or so. But hopefully this will blow this out of here and we can get back to normal. And I mean, I see them cleaning up the parking lots along Bonita Beach. So maybe they'll be opening some parking lots there pretty soon, which will be great. And some other things going on there. But we can get back to somewhat of a normalcy. But the folks, the beaches are open. You just got no place to park. So maybe Uber, you know, I know there's that Ultra Rideshare in Bonita, which is pretty good. That bus transit, it's like an Uber, but it's a little bus to come pick you up. You're right at your house, take you everywhere you want to go. And it's way better than the buses used to be when I was a kid, the trolley service. Trolleys were cool, but definitely a different deal now. But this Ultra bus ride fare is really a cool thing they got in Bonita. Anywhere you're at in the city limits of Bonita, you call them up, text them, and they'll come pick you up and take you to your job or take you to the grocery store or wherever it is. And they do pretty good. So they're running around. But, you know, come on down to the beach. And if it's too windy, go over to the boat show. Definitely a good time there. I know there's tons of dealers there. I think they got over 20 dealers, over 400, you know, different kinds of boats and stuff like that. And come join our boat club. Come see the prices out there. You're going to, you know, I mean, if you're looking at a boat right now, I know Hurricane Ian blew through a while ago, blew a lot of boats away. You don't want to deal with the hassle, come to the boat club. We'll get you taken care of. It's easy, you know, turnkey, go, come back, walk away. We take care of the rest. And if you don't want to go out, no big deal. You don't want to go out and buy a $100,000 boat right now, $150,000 boat. You do that, you're packing up the kids or the grandkids, and hey, you know, we got to use this every day, so you're going to burn the kids out on it. Like, all right, we're tired of this. You're like, I know I spent this all this money for us to have a good time, and you guys don't like it. So you're going to use that boat a lot the first 4 or 5 months, 6 months, and all of a sudden it starts, you know what, I just want to hang out this weekend. But you're going to feel guilty because you got that big $100,000 boat out there, and you're not using it. So at Baywater, you know, you join the club. We got a special going on. You get a good deal. You know, you're paying a tenth, not even a tenth. You're paying a sixth of the normal cost of buying a boat. And then you pay for your dues every month, $400 a month, which is pretty cheap. It's cheaper than owning a slip around here or renting a slip around here. $400 a month is cheap. And all you do is pay for your gas when you go out. And folks, if you don't use that boat over a weekend, no big deal. It's fine. You know, use it next weekend. Every member gets 3 reservations on the books at one time. Reservation consists of a day from 8 to 5. So you call up and say, hey, I want the next 3 Saturdays. Done. Boat's available. Boat number C34. Call it C34 for Club 34. Come on down. You know, that boat's there. It's yours. Or you say, hey, you know what? I want to go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I want to keep it overnight. With our club, you're able to do that. So if you have your own dock, you can keep it at your house. Pretty much all the docks are blown away right now, including mine. I have no dock right now, but we'll see what we can do about that. But, you know, if you want to just keep it overnight or maybe go up to Cabbage Key, spend the weekend, you're able to do that. You know, so it's a nice option. But just come down and give us a call. Or stop by and see us at the boat show. We're right there. First booth in on the left, I believe, is where it is. You see a strapping young man. His name is Derek. It's my brother. He'll be out there. I will be there, too, and probably dear old dad will be there. But you know what? They're loading up the bus next week. They're getting out of town for a little while.
Where are they going?
They're going to Fort Wilderness, man. They're going to Disney World. They're going to load up the four Chihuahuas and the Winnebago, and they're going to go up to Disney World. You know, since we've kind of come to an understanding with the state legislature, governor, and Disney World. So it's like, okay, you guys can go now. So they're going to Fort Wilderness. So they're going to go up there for 4 or 5 days and just hang out in the bus. Got them a little Starlink to use. So I was teaching my dad how to use that, which was kind of funny, but pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. So you set it outside, push button, choirs, boom, got Netflix right there. So it's kind of cool. So they're going up to Disney World next week, so that'll be good for them. But we're going to have an open house this following weekend. So next Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, stop by Baywater Boat Club. We'll have a food truck out there. Come by, have lunch, check out our facilities, see what you do, see where we can get you in. And we've got like 7-8 boats on order. I mean, rentals are not open yet. we lost about 15 boats, mostly rental boats, in the hurricane. So we're going to get some new ones there, get those taken care of, and get you cleaned up and get you on the road. So we'll get some more members out there and get that cracking and, you know, start getting some members, maybe get some rentals out there too. But, you know, it's just the easy way of boating. Restaurants are coming back online. I think Dixie Fish House is opening up here really soon up in Fort Myers Beach. I know there's a couple other places that are opening up, so it's coming back. Hopefully with this wind, it blows all this red tide out of here, and it'll be a nice little trip. The water's warm. It's beautiful out there. See some dolphins, you know, and hope these dead fish float away. And everybody's like, oh, red tide again, red tide. I go, yeah, it's been here for a long time. Do we think we're probably inflaming it? Maybe. I would imagine, you know, there's a lot of nitrogen in the water, nutrients, you know, nutrients run off. But there's a lot of things that we're doing on the state level. Look at Fort Myers. You know, Jake, that's pretty cool. They have a sewer treatment facility in Fort Myers downtown. And for years, you know, they treat the waste and, you know, gets it to a good grade and they just dump it into Coosahatchee. And, you know, it's, you know, they clean it up. And I'm sure there's probably been accidents and there's been issues. But what's crazy is a lot of pharmaceuticals, you know, that we take are actually getting into, you know, into the water and getting out there. And, that, you know, they actually, you know, filter those out. But those are so, so tiny, little plastics and stuff. But good thing about it now is Fort Myers is actually selling their reclaimed water. That's what they call it. Reclaimed water to Cape Coral. So they're putting a big pipe down there and they can actually use it and disperse it on, you know, their medians and, you know, grass. And that's actually better because then it actually filters through, you know, the ground and the you know, dirt, sand and all that and rock and go back down in the aquifer and it's actually clean. So that's a good thing. So we're always making strides to make it better down here in Southwest Florida. So it's not always bad. And it's still a beautiful place and we're going to be here for a while. I know Jake and I are going to be here for a while. For a long time, for sure. So, but yeah, so stop by and see us this weekend. You can call us at 239-495-0455. Stop by and see us at the boat show. And that's at the Bonita Springs Dog Track, the Bonita Boat Show. And that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's open tomorrow and Sunday. So they got beer and wine out there. They got some food. So it's a good little place. But just stop by and check us out. You can see us what's going on. And then next weekend, we'll have our open house down there right at Baywater. So we're at 5124 Bonita Beach Road. You can call us at 239-495-0455. Again, that's 239-495-0455. Or just Google Baywater Boat Club. Or you can just look online, bwboatclub.com. That is bwboatclub.com. And see what kind of boats we have. So we got double deckers with water slides, pontoons, full bar. We got bar boats. We got every kind of boats you want. Come on down there and see us. And you can go over to the boat show this weekend and see how expensive it is. And you can maybe reconsider joining the club because that is the way to go for sure. So got the plug out of the way there. And we'll turn back and hit it again here in just a minute. But what else you got going on, Jake? Anything fun this weekend? How's Bella the cat doing? Jake, you need to unmute your mic there, sir. But that has happened.
I'm sitting here trying to talk. I'm like, is this the thing? You know, I'm like, hey, yeah, I'm talking. Hey, can you hear me? Sorry about that. No, she's all right. She's pretty, I don't know. She's a different cat, man. She's been tearing up my leather chair lately.
Nuggets tearing up my shoes yesterday, too. I was like, you little crapper. Sorry about that.
You know, so. You spend that money on a cat tree that is meant for her to destroy. It's like, hey, I don't yell at you when you destroy that.
Yeah.
But why must you insist on destroying the things that I yell at you for? You know, so me and her had a heart-to-heart conversation the other day because I caught her while she was scratching her post, and I just sat her down, and I was like, look, listen, you know, like if you can hear right now, she's scratching her scratching post as That's I'm talking good. About her doing it. And she's looking at me, waiting for, yep, then she ran away. But yeah, she was looking at me just now, kind of like, is this allowed? And it's like, you know, it's kind of like a smart aleck attitude you're giving me right now, Kat, because mm-hmm. you understand that you're allowed to do that. You know you're allowed to tear that up, but you tear it up and look at me like, oh, you're going to yell at me now? And that's not the case. But when you tear up my leather chair or, you know, the wood bed frame that we have in our guest bedroom, it's just not necessary. It's not. Mm-hmm. Same not thing good. With old Nugget and the shoes. Like, you can't be tearing up shoes.
I know. I was like, you little
How many shoes are you going to tear up?
How many remote controllers? She's done like five up in Tallahassee. I'm like, really? I take her to the doggy daycare now, so she's good to go. So she's, over there, and I drop her off. You know, I drop her off about 9 o'clock, and she plays all day till about five. It's great. But, like, why you got to chew up the remote control in the house? I don't get it. You know, and she chews the top part, so there's no communication at all. She doesn't chew the bottom part. She chews the top part. I'm like, what in what right mind do you think that's a good idea to do? I mean, does it taste good? I know people are like, oh, well, it's because you touch it, and they think it's yours, so they get mad, and they break your stuff. It's like, she chewed up my pair of sunglasses, too, and then, like, a pair of reading glasses. I'm like, what the hell, man? I don't get it.
Well, you know, I think it's honestly an attention thing, because I got my buddy Cody. I, you know, talk to him pretty frequently, friend of mine from South Carolina, and he's got a dog. And I think her name is Charlotte. Her name's Charlotte. And she is kind of like in the same stages right now. She's kind of just finding random things and tearing them up. And I think it's on his part, it's probably an attention thing. He works a lot, and it's just him and the dog. Your thing is, she's kind of spoiled, is what the problem is on your part. That's your problem, is that you enabled it. You allowed it to happen.
I'm an enabler?
Well, at least for the dog, you know. Well, she knows that you spend a lot of time with those remotes. And she's like, you know, I'm sick of the remotes taking up all the attention that I should be getting. Why is he petting that remote? You should be petting me. So she destroys the remote in hopes that maybe one day she could change the channel.
Yeah, maybe one day she can change
that was, the channel. That was funny. That was supposed to be a ba-doom-sh moment.
She had, all right. If she had thumbs, maybe she could. Like, I come into the, what the heck was it? I come into the house, and, like, the TV's blaring, like, full volume. Like, what the hell's going on here? And she's just sitting there, like, in her bed, like, what? Like, you little shit. So I try to turn off the TV. Can't turn it off because the remote doesn't work. So I was there with a buddy of mine, and we're trying to figure out how to turn off the TV. I can't find the buttons on the side. It's on the wall. So I'm going to the breaker box and killing the breakers. So I kill the breaker. Okay, that works. So then I figure I turn the breaker back on and it'd be okay. But no, all of a sudden it's like, just straight static. I'm like, what the frig, man? So this will be the sixth remote I buy from Best Buy this coming when I go back up to Tallahassee.
You're going
to
be known as the remote guy.
Yeah, it's like,
keep walking into the same Best Buy, buying the same remote. They're going to be like, all right, man, just got to ask you. What are you doing with all these remotes?
No questions, sir. No questions, please. But so it's a little different. But you know, we'll figure it out eventually because I don't know. Like, Nugs, we're gonna have a talk here. We have to figure this out. This is not a good thing. So,
have you ever tried getting her like a one of her own? Like, buy two?
No, you know, the thing is, too, is I keep her in a cage when I'm not in the house, and I think that's better because she's more calm in a cage. And then when she's out, she's just kind of, like, very busy. You know, like, right now she's at the marina. She loves being at the marina, running around and stuff. And then at home, she's, in Tallahassee, she's at the dog daycare. So, I mean, I think, and now that I have her there at the dog daycare, she's much better. She's, you know. But, like, one morning we're there, as a girlfriend and I having a cup of coffee, and I dropped my glasses on the floor. And, you know, I was right next to the bed, and I was like, okay. And I meant to grab him, and I didn't. So we were in there for, like, I don't know, probably 20 minutes. We're drinking coffee on a balcony. Come back in there, and she's chewing on my glass. I'm like, what the frig, man? Why the hell do you got to chew on that shit? So she's it's part of the age. It's chewing, I guess. So she'll get over it.
Yeah.
If I not, mean, I don't know. Right back to the pound.
No, you're not doing that. No, you just drop her off at my house. I'll take her. Hopefully she doesn't kill my dog or my cat, and my cat doesn't. Yeah, that would be an awful situation. So you're gonna have to take care of her. You get her some of those like chew treatment toys or something.
Jake, I'm looking at my house right now, and I see at least seven toys. So it's not like she's lacking in toys.
No, I mean, like, is there not like a specific type of toy that is meant to kind of wing them off of chewing on things? Like,
yeah, she just wants to grab me whatever I have and be like, okay, I'm going to take this. She doesn't chew the toys down. She doesn't chew the remotes down here. She chews them up in Tallahassee. So I don't know. But we'll figure it out. You know, it's part of having a pup. So we'll get there. We'll get there for sure. Kind of annoying, but we'll get there. You know,
it's fine.
It's all right. We'll get there. It's fine. She likes being at the marina and running around and got her little cowbell on. So she runs around. I can hear where she's at. So in the morning we let her loose. And in the afternoon too, when everybody's back, she just runs around, zipping around the marina, chasing stuff. And doesn't like our neighbor. I don't like our neighbor anyways too at the marina. So that was kind of funny, but she's a good judge of character, I think.
Yeah, you should never never second guess a dog's judging character. I've learned that.
Yeah, no, they know. They know who's good and who's not. So always definitely check that out. So we got that going on, getting ready to head back up to Tallahassee. So we'll be heading up this morning actually once we get done with the show. I'll be driving back up there. So that's a 6-hour drive. So I've got a Ron DeSantis' new book on Audible. So I'm going to pop that baby into the truck and listen to it and see what it's about. So it'll be interesting. Exciting stuff. So that's good. Was talking to Byron Donald's chief of staff a couple of days ago. I know there's a lot of people that are concerned with the write-off potential for Hurricane Ian repairs to your house. The stuff I know right now, it has not been approved as a write-off, but I know the Congress usually does take a little bit of time to get there, but we do have a Republican Congress now by a slim majority, but hopefully they come up with that decision here, and that'll be good because a lot of people put a lot of money into that, and you'd hate to see, you know, insult into injury, so I know they're working on that. So just talking to him about that, a lot of stuff going on, and he's up at CPAC along with, I think, Drew's up at CPAC up there right now too. So, you know, a lot of stuff going on with that. There's a lot of noise out there, Jake, a lot of noise. I'm sure you can talk more than I can about it. You deal with it every day on the show, but there's a lot of noise out there. So great governor. We'll see where it goes. And we've got a great session. Session opens on Tuesday. So it'll be exciting. We'll be at the governor's mansion Tuesday night. So that is pretty exciting. It's a nice house too. Not bad. I tried to go into the kitchen door one time, and these very nice folks with guns told me to stop. Understandable.
It happens.
But I just wanted to see the commercial kitchen. You know, I just want to see what kind of appliances you got back there. I'm like quite the kitchen guy. Like, I like cooking. Like, I'm looking right here. I got like a crock pot. I got my air fryer. I got my stove, gas stove, of course. You know, I like trying new things and stuff. I just like to see the kitchen. But they were very nice while they were grabbing onto their armbands, waistbands, and say, nope. It's like, okay, I'll turn around right now. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. So,
kind of reminds me of the time that I got frisked by the Secret Service. It was interesting.
Oh, yeah? What were you doing, Jake?
It was the pop-up rally that Trump did at the what used to be Germain Arena at the time, I believe. And it was like a couple days before, and Boss Man had asked me. Well, he didn't even really ask me. We were just like, how do we get in? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to contact the Trump administration. Very easily contacted the Trump administration. Someone reached out to me, gave them everything they needed from me. They gave me all the credentials that I needed. They ran me through the process, told me exactly what was good, what wasn't good, what could happen, what couldn't happen. I had these big billboard trucks. You might remember them.
Yeah.
They were giant billboard trucks that we had different stations' logos on. So I had ours fitted out with the 92.5 Fox News logo and stuff. I pulled in to the Germain Arena, which was completely, there was a line of people just waiting, and got in. And it was, we had to have the vehicle there at a certain time so that they could, you know,
inspect it,
do their little bomb surge and check the in and out. I had to leave the keys on the dash, make sure everything was unlocked so that they could go through the whole truck. And I remember pulling in. Talked to the guy, name was on the list, feeling super official, pull the truck around back, park right by the billboard by 75, right? Because I figured, yeah, people are driving by 75, they'll see the billboard right next to our billboard, and it would look great. Plus, we had the biggest truck there, so it was definitely going to be an eyesore, if anything. So you would definitely see it. And by the time I parked it, there was about three or four little Chrysler minivans that were pulling up. And never guns drawn or anything. It wasn't nothing that I was terrified of, but they got out and they were like, "Who are you? What is this doing here? This is not allowed here. You have to leave." And I calmly just told them who I was, showed them my credentials, and was like, "Hey, look, you know, we got the A-OK from the administration. Here's all the paperwork." They gave me a little pat down, and I watched them go through the truck because it's a giant. It's almost, you almost need a CDL to drive this truck. It was fairly large and it had a very
a chauffeur's license, more like it.
Yeah, and it had a giant opening in the back, you know, that we used as storage, and it was empty. I made sure that everything I was supposed to do was done right, and everything was cool. We got a little chuckle out of it. They gave me a ride in the little Chrysler that was fitted with like police sirens that were secretive, and on the inside they had like comms and stuff. It was pretty cool. And then they took me to my ride, and you know, we came back later and did the show. But it was just still one of those moments where it's like, wow, I'm really getting surrounded by the Secret Service. And it was more cool than I was scared. I was like, oh man, this is awesome. Like, don't shoot me. I didn't like you get, you know, hands are in the air. But it was still one of those moments in life where it's like, I don't know that many people get to experience this and actually get to, you know, come out the guy on top, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always better to be on top, buddy, for sure. Yeah, you know, it's pretty wild. You know, we went to a couple Trump deals and DeSantis, and they have details too. And we have a friend of mine who was in Michigan, and he had a, I think Trump had a rally up in Michigan out in the middle of nowhere at this airport. And he does concessions, food concessions, and he has like a grill. And so with the grills, you know, it's food concessions, there's propane tanks. So there was like 5,000 or 6,000 people there. So he's just selling sausage sandwiches and Philly cheesesteaks and the typical carnival food, French fries, whatever. And he's doing it. And, you know, okay, everything's going along good. He's making money. And so the Trump's coming in, and you're there 6 hours early to see everybody and all that to make sure you're in the event. So he's there. So then this young guy comes over. He says, "Hey, I'm from Secret Service. You need to turn your gas off, your propane tank, and move it to the other side of the building." And then Chris is like, "Oh, okay, yeah, we'll take care of it." So he's still busy, you know. So it was about an hour before President Trump then comes in. So then like 20 minutes later, you know, two guys come over and said, "Sir, you need to turn this propane out. This propane tank needs to be out of here now." Okay, yeah, we'll get it. We're working on it. So he's still serving, busy. Because when they turn the propane off, he's done. He can't, you know, no fryers, no grill, nothing like that. So, and then, so like 15 minutes till, and there's like five of them. And they say, "Sir, either the propane tanks is removed or we remove it along with you." "Yes, sir, right away, 100%. So they took it off there. But he got to see the inauguration. But he made some money, so he wasn't happy with that. But it was not they were nice. They were very, very professional, as easy with. They were very professional about it. But they're like, "Yeah, you need to go now." So,
yeah, affirmative but professional. They're going to tell you exactly what needs to be done in a matter of which you don't feel disrespected, but also in a way that it's urgent and you need to act fast before things get
move
deadly.
Now, you know.
No, I've always admired the Secret Service, because to actually be a part of that I don't know, was it group? To have you have to go through some extensive training. They do extensive background checks. I think you can't have ever consumed an illegal or illicit drug. They have a list of things like requirements that you must meet in order to meet the protocol. And it is out of this world. It is some of you literally have to dedicate your life from the age of about 16 if you want to be a Secret Service agent. And I know this because actually one of my family members on my mom's side is a Secret Service agent, so or was retired.
Really?
Yeah. That's all I know. Cool. I don't know who, for who, when, where. All I know is the training was extensive and we don't see him often. Still to this day.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's to make it to Secret Service. I mean, being a boat washer's, you know, the best, or disc jockey, or Jake the Millennial, but Secret Service.
Jake the Millennial's gonna, it's overrated. You know, it's overrated. I get a lot of love, but I also get a lot of hate. And there's a bunch of weirdos out there, so it's been more frequent lately, which is weird.
You'll be fine. Jeez.
No, I know I'm fine. This is stand your ground law. It's a state, you know, you definitely don't.
Hey, we got constitutional carry coming too.
You
got
to be careful when you and threaten somebody in the state of Florida. So,
well, it's going to get a lot better now too, because we've got constitutional carry coming in the state of Florida. So that means that you don't have to have a concealed carry permit to carry a gun on you. So you still have to go through the background check. You still have to go through the 3-day wait period, everything like everybody else. But you know, you can legally conceal a weapon on yourself.
Do you have your concealed weapon permit?
Do I? No, I do not. So now I won't need it. But, you know, it's, and I think education is key. I mean, you need to know how to handle a gun, because that is very important. Yeah. You pull that gun out, you better use it. You know, this ain't about being cool or anything like that. So
now they've always scared me, and not in a way like I'm scared of them. I'm just scared of what I am actually, like what I would be capable of with something. I've been around firearms, and firearm safety has, like, my mom was, you know, when I had a little water gun or a cap gun, would tell me to take my finger off the trigger, you know. Like, I learned at a very young age that what was proper safety etiquette. Never been to a firing range or anything like that, but I've been to homemade firing ranges, you could say. My grandpa had a giant piece of land in Alabama that he had multiple different hunting, what are they called? Like tree houses? The hunting houses, you know, he built them himself.
Tree stands.
Yeah, tree stands. He had multiple tree stands. Multiple firearms, mainly rifles for hunting and stuff like that. No, not many handguns. I don't think I've ever shot a handgun in my life, to be honest with you. It's mainly been rifles, shotguns, and some.
Like, I go skeet shooting off the boat, which is fun. I know we've talked about that before.
So. I don't remember that. That would be awesome. I've never done skeet shooting or anything like that. Like I said, it's all been mainly just safety training. I did get to shoot an AR-15. One time. It was pretty cool. It was I think it was an issued weapon, so I wasn't allowed to actually shoot it, but I got to, like, you know, hold it and play around with it. Not play with it, but, you know, he was shooting it, and he just kind of took the clip out, let me hold it, looked down the sight, taught me a couple pointers, and then I went back to shooting 30-06 that, you know, gave me a black eye because I thought I was cool. I was going to get real close to the scope, and then it kicked me, hit me right in the face.
That's not good.
Hey, I learned, though. You know, it wasn't good, but I learned. I had a black eye for 4 weeks, and people ask, like, ooh, what's the other guy look like? And I'm like, well, the gun looks fine, you know? I also remember one time when a buddy of mine, he went skeet shooting with a 12-gauge, and he came back to school, and his entire shoulder was purple, and it was mainly just because they were having fun, and he wasn't really, you know, bracing as much as he probably should have been or anticipating. And it was one of them old wood, you know, wood stocked, now they have, like, the little rubber with the little triangles in it that actually, you know, it catches the force of the actual shotgun itself. And we're talking about, like, it probably wasn't even a 12 gauge. It was probably a 10 gauge single shot. You know, he's probably shooting buckshots out of it at a skeet shooter, which makes no sense. It's just kind of a waste. But
yeah,
those are the type of people I grew up around.
Well, I mean, it's good. Education is always the best way. I would suggest everybody, you know, take classes, you know, educate yourself. And when I go skeet shooting on a boat, you know, we put the launcher on the front of the boat, the skeet launcher. And then, you know, we have two or three people, and that's fun. You know, if it's offshore breeze day, golf is flat, we use steel shot. So the cartridges, you know, stay in the boat, but the steel shot rusts away. And then we have the clays are biodegradable, so it's fish food pretty much. So that's kind of fun to do, to go out there. I remember one time we went out there, and this guy came over by boat. He's like, "Are you in distress?" I'm like, "No, sir." He goes, "Well, you're firing guns." I'm like, "Well, that's fine." He goes, "That's a sign of distress." I'm like, "No, it's not. No. But we're just skeet shooting." "Well, it's against the rules." I'm like, "Well, I don't know what rules you're talking about, sir, but I checked with the Coast Guard, and this is no problem at all." So I don't know what to tell you, you know. So like, well, I'm calling the cops. I'm like, well, okay, go for it, you know. So, but it was kind of a funny thing. And then we went another time, and it was onshore. The wind was a little onshore. It was a little rough. So the noise would carry back, and they thought we were invading Poland or something. So it was, yeah, there was a couple of complaints. And my buddy, the sheriff, called me. He's like, hey, is that you? I'm like, why? He goes, you're scaring the residents. Like, okay. I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's understandable. I could understand that.
I mean, so that's why offshore is fine. You know, the wind's blowing offshore, so then it's smoother.
Yeah, you can't hear it. Right.
And amazing how much the wind will carry sound, too.
Crazy. Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, think about the wind that you hear standing on the beach. The way the acoustics work is the water's not really going to absorb that sound. The wind will catch it and push it until it dissipates.
There's no secrets on the water.
Starts with a D, I can't remember the word.
Yeah, right. No secrets on the water, because that'll carry you right across there real easy. Doesn't absorb nothing.
No. That's why when you go underwater and you start like yelling, that's a little different. But the waves bounce off of the water. That's why a lot of times our signal gets distressed, and you can hear, when you hear interference, that's either caused by low or high tide, and atmospheric pressure pushes the signal down, bounces off the water in a way that it's not supposed to, because it's designed to bounce off the water to reach, you know, further out. But the idea of atmospheric pressure, it actually kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. I wish Ian was here, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I know sometimes during here when you're talking, you can hear sonic booms from out in the Gulf, and that's from, you know, jet fighters out there doing maneuvers and stuff, and it will carry a long way. So it just kind of bounces. Yeah,
it just bounces off the water.
Bounce on the water, then there's lower pressure, so then it bounces back and forth. So it's pretty interesting.
Right, and it's just the depending on the pressure depends on how hard the frequency is being pushed down, and then the hertz change or whatever, something.
We're getting really in the
Ian question about this. Ian question. Sorry, like I'm not that. Ian's the actual radio guy. He's an expert. I am the digital guy.
The digital guy? You are the digital. Yeah. Digital millennial. The digital millennial, for sure. But, well, folks, you know, we appreciate you always tuning in on Saturday morning. So we're here every Saturday morning. We talk about Mom's Key Lime Pie and boats, politics, and everything else in between. So, but we want to let you know we've got the boat show down in Bonita Springs, at Bonita Springs today and tomorrow. So they'll be there at the dog track right over there at Old 41 in Bonita Beach Road. If you're looking to buy a new boat, come on down. You know, hurricane probably blew a lot of boats away. I know I just drive around, I see a lot of docks still kind of sideways and upside down, and it's going to be a little while. But if you're thinking about buying a boat, come on down to the boat show down there in Bonita Springs. They got food and drink. I know there's beer and wine, and there's Cokes and sodas, and there's hot dogs and hamburgers. And you can take a look at a few boats and see what's going on. And you can probably look at that price tag and say, geez, that's just too expensive. And you can see Baywater Boat Club. We're set up there right on the inside. We have a nice little booth right there on the left. Come on in, and you'll see myself or my brother there. Come on down. Dad might even be there tomorrow. Even Larry, our dock staff, he'll be there to help us out too. So come on over and see us. We've got a special going on. We got the boat show special. So it'll be $6,000 to get in and no dues for 2 months. So this is the cheapest we've been in a long time. But we'll have an open house at the marina next weekend. So if you're listening to this, so next weekend, stop by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Baywater Boat Club. We're 5124 Bonita Beach Road, right on the right-hand side, 2 miles west of 41, right before Coconut Jack's. And you can come down and see what we got. We got a few new boats in the fleet. We got a couple of nice 23-foot Barlettas that we just got, 300 Mercuries on the back of them. Nice boats. It's a nice, posh, comfortable, just living room on the water. So then we've got a bunch of deck boats coming here in the next few months, too, to get some stuff in the fleet. So we can rebuild our fleet after the storm. You know, we lost a few boats, mostly rental boats, but not club boats. So we got a couple of dings and scratches on them, but we're cleaning them up and getting them out there so you can go out there and have a good time and enjoy some of the normalcy on the water. So hopefully this wind blows a lot of this red tide out of here, which will be good for us. We get back to normal. I see people out and about. You know, beaches are open. You know, come on down. Can't park there, but you can definitely take an Uber there and hang out and do some stuff. I've seen docks, got some things going on. I see restaurants popping up up and down Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel. Folks, if you have not been out there, make sure you do go. And the reason I'm telling you to go is to take care of the staff out there and those businesses that really have taken it on the chin. I know there's a Rude Shrimp Company. There's Yo Taco. They've got portable units. There's a couple gentlemen out there that put storage containers on trailers to make them legal. But they're out there working and trying to get some stuff done. But go out there, you know, have a drink, grab a bite to eat, tip big. Tip big, because these folks are really taking it on the chin, and we can really help them out. So that's Sanibel, that's Fort Myers Beach. Definitely go out there and give them a hand. You know, tell them thank you very much. I see Coconut Jacks is packed every day down here on the right-hand side, which is great. You know, so I love the support that you're showing our community. We need it, because we're going to have a long comeback. But, man, when we come back, it's going to be looking great. So it's been 6 months so far. And we're all in the boat together. Well, that's for sure. No pun intended, for sure. Sorry, I got a little tickle there.
We both do.
We'll be there going late. So stop by and see us. You can call us at 239-495-0455. That's 239-495-0455. Or Google BWBoatClub.com. BWBoatClub.com. Just type that in. It'll pop up right there. You'll see the boats that we have. And the sale that we have on right now, it's the cheapest we've been in a long time, folks. You know, you pay that membership one time to get in, $6,000, and then your dues will start 2 months later. You do pay for your fuel when you go out. So when you show up to the dock, all you need is a soft-sided cooler. Dump it into our cooler. We'll pack it full of ice. It's free ice. Free ice is a nice way to go. Don't have to worry about that. Put your beverages in there, your food. Go out, have a good time, pull up to the beach, throw the anchor out, or use the power pole if you don't want to use the anchor, which is nice. We have shallow water power poles on all our boats, so that's a nice alternative to throwing that anchor over, getting the boat covered in sand and everything like that. But it's an easy way to go. Go out there and just have a good time. Enjoy yourself and see what Florida life is all about. Damn pollen up in Tallahassee, Jake. It's giving me some problems. Still giving me a little lingering cold there. A little cough. So I hear you cut your hair, buddy.
Yep, cut it all off. Cat's climbing in the window. Hey.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, she's been over there. I keep hearing her knocking stuff over. But yeah, I had to. I was tired of it, man. I don't know.
Look at you. Got a new job now. Big man on campus. Got to cut your hair. It's good, man. It's good. Cut your hair.
It was kind of like the doing that before any of that happened. You know, I wanted to make sure I looked right. I was just, you know, mentally the whole hurricane and trying to get everything back together. It was a lot to intake all at one time. And it still feels like it was a week ago sometimes. So it was an uplifting thing. I definitely like it. I guess it's all right. It's really something that I shouldn't really care about at this point. You know, there's other things that are important. And I was tired of moving my hair out of my face, you know? Like, come on. I don't want to look like Justin Bieber. And I was tired of wearing hats all the time.
That's a stretch, bro. Stretch.
Okay, hair. I was tired of having hair like Justin Bieber. Sorry. You're right. Looking like him, definitely not. And I don't have any face tattoos, so.
He's got face tattoos now?
Probably. I don't know.
Jesus.
Well, me.
I know his mom lives down like in Florida, down here in Naples or something like that.
Justin Bieber.
Yes, I think it was her mom. His mom lives down here. I remember they always used to pick up all the gossip magazines when she come in for haircuts. And my buddy's wife used to cut hair down there. They'd pick up all the magazines, so there'd be no, you know, talk about it. I mean, he's not in the tabloids anymore, but you know, always something.
See, I don't know if he has a face tattoo or not. It doesn't look like it. Oh, yeah, he's got a little one or something weird. I don't know. Who cares? It's relevant. Yeah. I personally don't have any. Do you have any tattoos?
No.
I didn't think so.
Nope. No tats.
If I did get tattoos, it would definitely be some sailor stuff, though. Like an anchor or
there you go. A little Popeye or, action.
Yeah, a little Popeye or something, you know? I mean, I won't lie. My great-grandpa, he was a Marine, and he used to take me out on his boat a lot when I was a kid. And he had a pinup girl tattooed on his forearm. And I remember being a little kid, he'd always kind of try to cover it up. What she got, she didn't look like she did originally. You know, she aged
with him. Got a little saggy.
Yeah, she aged with him a little bit. So she looked a little different. But I always kind of, and it was like one of his only tattoos, I think he might have had the insignia. He had a couple other things that he got while he was in the service. But that tattoo always kind of stuck with me. And if I ever did get one, I would probably just get that one tattoo that he had. Same way, too. I mean, hopefully it'd look like it did, and then I would grow with it, too. But I would definitely do something like that.
U.S. Marine Corps or Uncle Sam's motorcycle gang?
Yeah, and then the other thing I remember is I was walking through the woods behind his house and stepped on a nail. That was pretty awesome.
Ooh, well, that's like a tattoo. Gnarly. Yeah.
Yeah, that was different. That's not cool. My whole foot. It was cool. Ooh,
all the way through?
No, I pulled my foot up just about where, you know, it hit bone or whatever. And I still kind of feel it sometimes when I walk barefoot. Oh, I can kind of feel the skin stretching down there a little bit.
Yeah, that's not good. That's never good.
First tetanus shot, all that. So,
well, we had a member who was out on a boat. And folks, I don't understand this. But we had a member who was on a boat yesterday and he had a guest and he had to use the restroom. He said he had to, number one. And that's fine, but he hopped in the water with no shoes on. You know, I'm like, well, just pee off the side of the boat. But he hopped in the water with no shoes on and, I mean, just cut his foot wide open on an oyster. And, I mean, so we, you know, he said, you got a Band-Aid? I said, well, Band-Aid ain't going to do much for that, brother.
No, these sir.
Stitches. So, we doused it in peroxide and go to the doctor. You know, anytime you cut your foot on oysters or something like that, just go right to the doctor. You don't want to deal with that. There's every kind of bacteria you can imagine on that shell. They taste great, but it's just not a good situation.
Can I tell you a story about me cutting myself with an oyster when I was a young?
Sure. Yeah, let's hear it.
So back when my grandmother, my grandma Alice, she lived across the street from what used to be called the Sandy Hook, out off Mat Lachey.
Yeah.
And it was an old fishing house, and we used to take her kayak up and back through them waters and stuff. And I remember one day I was coming back, and we were just kind of swimming outside the dock, and I grabbed onto the dock. And when I did, my feet, and you all understand what I'm saying. When I pulled up, my feet kind of went underneath the dock.
Oof.
You know, like the water kind of pushed me. And there was nothing for me to put my feet on.
Yeah.
And so I hit my knee on an oyster, cut me clean wide open. Ouch. I never got stitches, anything like that. I think we just put, I don't even think we put peroxide on it. I might have just washed
iodine
Dawn soap or something that was in the sink and wrapped it up. And it's the gnarliest scar I have in existence. Like it is, I'll have to send you a picture of it because it is pretty serious. But it was, and I like to give it credit for me growing so much, you know, because I'm 6 foot three and no one in my family is that tall. And I like to think that, you know.
That oyster pushed you over the edge.
That little oyster gave me a little bit of a.
Was that like Spider-Man with the spider bite? Made him that strong?
Yeah, Oyster Spidey Man. Yes,
Oyster Man.
Oh, I mean, I guess Oyster Man. I don't really.
Blue Oyster
know.
Cult over here.
He would just stick his hand in mud water and turn it to purified water. That would be his superpower.
There you go. Maybe Captains for Clean Water can hire you. That'd be kind of funny.
Hey man, if I could pick multiple superpowers, that would be one of them. But I would,
I like it. You'd filter the water, man.
That'd you know, maybe you. We should maybe we should make a little cartoon to teach people about water. It would be Oyster Man.
There you go. So
you don't think it's serious? I'm serious. I've been wanting to learn how to animate. I think it'd be pretty interesting. It'd make it educational.
Little side gig. I like it. I like it besides our radio show here and everything else we do.
What do you guys think about Oyster Man? Do you think we should do an Oyster Man cartoon or like a PSA?
The saltine crackers, maybe. That's about it.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe.
People are laughing right now. Sorry, everybody.
Maybe. Sorry. It's a Saturday morning here. But folks, again, come out and see us at the boat show down here in Bonita Springs. We'll be here all day from 10 to 5, I think, or 10 to 6, and then tomorrow's 10 to 11 to 5 for the boat show down here in Bonita Springs. It's a good little trip down. Tons of boats out here, tons of dealers. Kind of come see what they got. They got pontoons, deck boats, center consoles, flats boats, inboards, outboards, any kind of boat you want. They got stuff that's too big for down here for backwater stuff, but they do have a lot. So come down and see us. We'll be at the boat show also, Baywater Boat Club. So if you go out there and see how expensive it is to buy a boat, and you're like, you know what, my boat floated away during Ian. I want to go see about a new boat. I got my insurance check, which it wasn't enough. So you go out there and see, like, oh, let me get a, you know what, let me get 2 foot longer. It's a two foot problem. Everybody always goes 2 foot longer. But you realize that extra 2 foot is $100,000 more now than it was 4 years ago. So, folks, we've got a great deal. You know, so if you don't want to join the, if you don't want to buy a boat, join the club. We've got all kinds of boats. We've got 29-foot center consoles, 24-footers. We got pontoon center console deck boats, any kind of boat you want, right down here on Beach Road. So take a walk around, see how expensive it is. We'll save you money. Join the club. Pay your dues to get in, your monthly and your initiation, and then we take care of the rest. All you do is pay for your fuel when you go out. So go out there and have a good time with the family and friends. Walk back, drive back. Hop off the boat, throw your stuff in the car, and walk away. So no more storage, no more cleaning, no more upkeep, none of that stuff. Now you can go with your friends over to the house, take a shower, and just chill out, you know, because being on a boat all day will definitely take it out of you. I know. It does get a little long in the tooth sometimes. So that does make it a little tough. But, you know, just come on down, see us. We'll get you taken care of. And then next weekend, we have an open house at Baywater. So if you want to see us firsthand what we do, come on down. We get the food truck out there, and there's a good one there. It's going to be there. They do a good burger, and we'll get you taken care of, show you what we do at our marina, and just give you a full-out, you know, show. Say, hey, this is what we do. This is where we're at. Come down and see us. So we're at 5124 Bonita Beach Road. We're 2 miles west of 41 on the right-hand side. You can call us at 239-495-0455. Again, that's 495-0455. Again, 495-0455. So if you're driving to go play 9 holes, 16 holes right now, it's that time. You got an 8 o'clock tee time. You know, come on down after that. Come on down to the boat show or come down to the boat club, and we'll get you taken care of. We got brand new Barletta pontoons in there. We've got center consoles. We've got a nice 29-foot Ocean Runner 2150. It's a really nice boat. Just smooth riding, comfortable. Easy, you know, go off deep sea, get some nice grouper, nice fish out there. And there's a lot of fish. And, you know, it's funny, Jake, I was going to tell you, somebody Facebooked me after last week we were talking about, and they call it the Gump effect. You know, remember we were talking about last week how there's so many fish out there because there's not many captains or not many people out there fishing. I mean, red tide's happening right now, but those fish will come back. But they call it the Gump effect. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. Just like the movie, you know, Forrest Gump. So that was pretty good. Lieutenant Dan. So, but give us a call. We'll get you taken care of. Come on down. You can reach us at 239-495-0455 or just Google bwboatclub.com. Jake, how do they find us? How many shows we got up to now, sir?
That's a good question. Let me pull that up.
I think it's like 120 probably, 125.
I think this is 118.
118, that makes sense.
I think I could be wrong. Hang on. Let me go.
118. We got 10,000 downloads now on the show, and we appreciate you guys tuning in every Saturday morning.
This is 117. I was one off. I was close.
We're a lot closer than I was. So we appreciate you tuning in. I know people like the show, and I appreciate it. We try not to make it too much of an infomercial, but, you know, give us a call whenever you can. If you're thinking about boating and any kind of thing, we can answer your questions, anything you need to know. Give us a call. That's 239-495-0455. And we'll get you taken care of. So hope to see you at the boat show this week. And we'll hope to see you at the open house next week. So great deal. $6,000 to get in. No dues for 2 months. Definitely the way to go. But we'll get you taken care of. So we'll see you next weekend. And thanks for tuning in. Baywater Sisters Boat Club, the exclusive club of Southwest Florida.